Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Army veteran Art Tuzina about Veterans Day. This is part one of a two-part interview. Veterans Day is this Friday, so what can you tell me about the area's plans for Veterans Day?
Well, that I know of, we've got a couple things going on up at the state capitol, as there pretty much is every year. And a lot of our local communities also have different Veterans Day things going on, mostly through their VFWs. And then there's a few of the schools, because, yeah, a lot of our schools are actually having school on Veterans Day. So we're having Veterans Day assemblies. I know Mount Pleasant's having one. Winfield Mount Union is. New London is. I believe there's also one in Washington and one over in Kelowna.
So you yourself are a veteran?
Yes, sir.
What does Veterans Day mean to you as a veteran?
To me personally, Veterans Day is about celebrating those who have went ahead and signed that check to the American people, that we would support and defend their rights under their, our Constitution here in the United States. That sometimes puts us in a precarious position, and we don't always have the luxury of supporting exactly the viewpoints that we may want to, but we will still defend those rights given from this great nation.
Which branch of the military were you in, and did you fight in any wars or overseas or at all?
Yes, sir. I was in the United States Army. I was a paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And I served in every conflict from 1984 all the way through 2008 when I retired.
So after you retired, how did you find readjusting to civilian life?
It's not all that easy. We have certain things that I guess that we get used to, certain structure. Everything's important in the military, so there's a certain sense of urgency to everything. And it's not always that way in the civilian world, even though a lot of times people think about the business world and how important everything must be for a company. It's not always that way. We also learn to trust the individuals to our left and to our right, that what they said and their actions were exactly what they meant to say, not something that, frankly, might not be 100% true. I'm actually retired. I'm a 90% disabled veteran, and I am a volunteer for a military motorcycle group here in the state of Iowa.
Okay, so you're wounded. Do you mind if I ask how you were wounded?
Other than just getting bounced around quite a bit, I am one of those post-traumatic stress guys. I do have 5 combat tours, and that might have been a little too much for just about anybody. If someone says that the life in combat or life at war doesn't change you, I would be very quick to debate that point.
Have you had the opportunity to do much with the English River Outfitters?
Oh, yes, sir. When I originally retired, I stayed in North Carolina for a while. I am an Iowa native from right here in southeastern Iowa, and I moved back here because there were a lot of triggers. I happened to live in an area where I was directly over the flight line, not only for fixed-wing aircraft, but also for rotary-wing aircraft, and you could hear all of the ranges from my house very clear. So there was... you could constantly hear the machine gun fire in the artillery ranges. And that was something that kept triggering me, frankly, quite a lot. So I moved back to small town Iowa, and I asked a friend of mine, a very trusted friend of mine that I grew up with, hey, what veterans causes around here are going on? And who can I help? I try and not only give my monies, but my time to help out with veterans causes. And he was the one who directed me to English River Outfitters. And he directed me to their website and said, hey, once you read their website, call me back. Well, I didn't call him back. I called their president because not only did they talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, they also talked about an area that a lot of organizations, to include the VA, don't always talk much about. And no, I'm not trying to bash the VA, so please don't take that the wrong way. But they also talked about on their website military sexual trauma. And a lot of times that's something that a lot of people don't want to bring up, but here they did. And it said very little actually about what they do. So, of course, I called the president of the company himself, and I said, all right, tell me about your organization. Anybody can put anything on a website, but I want to hear this from you. And we ended up having about a 3-hour conversation. And I was at English River Outfitters the following week and been kind of working on and off with them ever since for the last 2 years. They do a lot of work, not only to raise funds to help take care of disabled veterans, but they do a lot to help them readjust to life. I actually spent time in a wheelchair, so I know what it's like to have mobility issues, but I wasn't going to give up. But yet I saw a lot of disabled veterans who kind of were giving up. They had just become complacent in the fact that they would never do what they had done before. They couldn't. And English River Outfitters and Chuck Gertz himself does a lot to show them that, you know what, it's not over and that there's a lot of things you can still do. And it's been a great experience.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Art Tuzina. This has been part one of a two-part interview. Listen tomorrow for part two. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.